Voters are going to the polls in high numbers across Massachusetts to cast ballots in the race for president and to decide a series of ballot questions, including whether to legalize marijuana and expand charter schools. Margot Griffin arrived at the community center in Springfield's 16 Acres neighborhood Tuesday morning and said she was looking forward to voting for Democrat Hillary Clinton to become the nation's first woman president.
Making history, once again.
Laura Leeper said she was just as excited to vote for Clinton as she was for President Obama 4 years ago.
Because they're basically fighting for the same thing for all of us. Obama did, and now she's going to continue on.
Doris Johnson also said she voted for Clinton, but acknowledged she was not enthusiastic about it.
I wasn't, but given the option of who we had for president, I took Hillary because she had a better feel for what's going on.
Christopher Tuwowski said he voted for Republican Donald Trump.
The main reason Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, is a crook, so I voted for Donald Trump.
Unable to bring himself to vote for Clinton, Trump, or any of the other presidential candidates on his ballot, Adam Joubert said he wrote in Bernie Sanders' name.
I don't know. I feel he was the better choice, and I don't know. I guess that's what our vote's for, right?
With Clinton expected to trounce Trump in Massachusetts, no statewide offices on today's ballot, and no close congressional races, the focus has been on ballot questions and a handful of local contests. The fierce and expensive campaign over a ballot question on charter schools continued as voters arrived at their polling places.
Yes on two. Yes on two. Vote yes on two.
Joan Brooks was passing out literature urging a yes vote on question two, which, if it passes today, will allow up to 12 new charter schools a year to open.
Because I think charter schools are great. They have a better education and stuff like that for the kids.
Patrick Burke was positioned outside a polling place with a sign urging a no vote on question two.
I come from a family of public school teachers. I'm a product of the public schools. And I think, question two is a distraction. It will hurt our public school system. It won't improve our schools.
Massachusetts voters will also decide today whether to legalize recreational marijuana use for adults. There's a ballot question that would allow another slots machine-only casino in eastern Massachusetts and one that regulates the confinement of chickens and farm animals. Voters in several cities, including Springfield, Holyoke, and Pittsfield, will decide whether to adopt the Community Preservation Act, which would put a surcharge on property tax bills to create a fund for historic preservation, open space, and to create affordable housing. People were waiting in line at many polling places at 7 a.m. when the doors opened. Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola said voting appears to be at a pace to meet projections of a 60% voter turnout. She said the voting process has gone well.
Thankfully, all of the schools where we hold our polling locations are closed today in Springfield, so I think that's eased some of the congestion as far as parking and, some of the lines. I don't believe that we're going to have long lines today.
One factor that should shorten wait times to vote is that 8% of the city's eligible voters have already cast ballots, either as absentee voters or during the early voting period that ended last Friday. Polls in Massachusetts close at 8 p.m. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.